I'm here. I'm trying to do too many things at once, but trust me, I was...
Yeah, I thought Scott was back.
I was hanging on every word you said. Actually, I was trying to fire this off.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Never give in.
Thought we'd start the day with a little John Wayne.
Nothing like the
man,
Duke.
Man, that's the Duke, man.
Seems fitting on a day like today. Good morning. Osama bin Laden is dead. And we welcome you to what is hopefully going to be an outstanding Monday for you. Certainly off to a good start to find out that public enemy number one is receiving his eternal punishment as we speak. So that is how we will get our week started. And we will also be talking with... Dr. Dave McIntyre, the director of the Integrative Center for Homeland Security, is going to be joining us in a little more than an hour here on WTAW. He is an expert on Homeland Security, and we'll be talking about him, about the implications of, what this means not only for the United States, but also for our interests abroad, what it means possibly for Al-Qaeda, and what it means for our military interests, what it means for the future of our country, but also how we will also no doubt have to be on extremely high vigilance, if you will, or extremely high alert in the coming days because of concerns over backlash over this. But it is a new day, if you will, and not to be overly dramatic, but hey, let's face it. We've waited 10 years for this.
I don't think you can be overly, dramatic. This is a significant part of history. When I was watching the news coverage last night, and staying up later than I had planned on to watch it. Obviously, I was trying to think. This is a unique part of history in the United States because I'm trying to remember when was the last time that we actually celebrated the assassination, if you will. Of an evil, an evil dictator, an evil person like this.
Had the media been available 60 years ago, it would have happened when we found out Hitler had
had
liquidated himself.
Yeah, but, Hitler did it himself. He killed himself. This was an ordered, as President Obama said last night, this was an ordered killing by the president. And I don't know if, I'd have to go back and research to see when that has ever been the case before, but pretty amazing. Again, a lot of people look at it as symbolic. It's just one person that's dead, but I look at it as more than that. I think a lot of Americans do.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. Yes. So we'll obviously be talking about that quite a bit this morning, and as I said, Dr. McIntyre will join us in about an hour, but also we'll be doing your normal Monday show as well. So. I guess I balance it out this way. One of the big things that we had to decide, because I've been working here right at a year when the towers fell and the 9/11 terror attacks were carried out. And one of the big questions that Scott was left to answer kind of unto himself was, when does normal return? And that was a difficult question to answer. And, let's face it, normal life will never return again to what it was before that day. But at the same time, when do we move on with life was the big question at that time and stop focusing on what had happened. Well, it's only fitting that we focused on the negative, quite frankly, for so long that today we're going to focus on the fulfillment of the goal. And that is fitting because we celebrate the efforts of the military and the intelligence community. And I certainly hope, although we will never know their names, I certainly hope that they will be rewarded for their efforts. So good morning. And it is indeed a reason to sing.
It's going to be a good, good morning. Good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time together. We got a lot of information. The perfect situation. We're gonna have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get you, took a train or plane.
See, now that was heartfelt.
Put a little effort into that.
Yeah.
I hurt myself, but that's
taking one for the team.
Yeah.
Attention parents. If your son is 11 to 17 years old
and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns. We want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get The Total Transformation free by calling 1-800-326-0285. Call now and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-0285. 1-800-326-0285. That's 1-800-326-0285. 1-800-326-0285.
Hello, I'm Sean Rhodes, and I'm running for College Station City Council Place 1. College Station receives revenue primarily from three sources. We receive about 23% of our funding from property taxes. 35% of city funding comes from sales taxes. Utility surcharges, or ROI, accounts for about 22% of the general revenue fund. Over the past 3 years, sales tax revenue has fallen. Local spending has decreased as the economy has turned sour. Businesses are choosing to leave College Station because of burdensome regulation and increased cost of doing business. Interestingly, revenue should have gone up considering the increase in population. During the same time, College Station increased revenue from its utility surcharge. While citizens are forced to tighten our belts, the city of College Station benefits from taxing utilities, a necessity, especially for the poorest among us. College Station can do better. We owe our citizens responsible, understandable financial management of both expenses and revenues. Please vote for me. I will work hard to represent College Station taxpayers' best interests. I am Sean Rhodes for College Station City Council Place 1, and I approve this message.
Political ad paid for by Sean Rhodes, Jenny Rovinelli, Treasurer.
620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
May the 2nd, it is. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Theodore Bacall, the longtime Broadway and movie actor, is 87 years old today. He played Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof on Broadway for many years, as a matter of fact. Engelbert Humperdinck. What a name, you know. It still just rolls right off your tongue.
Yeah, not his real name. So,
oh, no. Who would have a real name like that?
Exactly. But, in fact, hang on. We're gonna do some on-air Googling.
Yep.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
D-I-N-C-K.
D-I-N-C-K. Real name.
Why are you getting it?
That's right. Arnold Dorsey.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd go by Engelbert Humperdinck.
I would, too, because you wouldn't sell many tickets as Arnold Dorsey.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Arnold Dorsey.
You know what his biggest hit was?
No.
Release Me.
Oh, Please Release Me, Let Me Go.
Yeah. Not 1967, that was. There you go. So, happy birthday, Mr. Dink. And Leslie Gore, it's her party, and she'll cry if she wants to. She's 65 years old today. Bianca Jagger.
Maybe she jogs.
Yeah, maybe she does. Bianca Jagger is 66 years old today. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Got that movie out this
year. There you go. Is 39 years old today. Bindum Light, David Beckham, the British soccer star who married Spice Girl, who wore a really
awful,
funny looking hat to
she went to a funeral.
To the wedding. She wore a little thing on her forehead. And called it a hat. Oh, my gosh, that
only
was
to
silly.
Be outdone by the Beatrix, by Princess Fergie's girls.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember that
one. You boys really doing fashion police stuff? Because we're running behind.
36 years old today is David Beckham. Lou Gramm, the singer from Foreigner, is 61. Christine Baranski, the actress, is 59 years old. Country singer Ty Herndon turns 49. And that's all I got.
Let's see here. Lily Allen, she is a singer. She's a singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. She's 26. Kyle Busch, NASCAR driver, would be 26 years old. And, gosh, where has she been lately? But I can't even remember the Olympics that she was the golden child. But Sarah Hughes, the skater girl.
Oh, yeah.
Looks kind of like Reba McEntire.
Mm-hmm.
She's 26 today.
There you go.
May 2nd, if you need another reason to celebrate today, it's Play Your Ukulele Day.
Oh, so, like Tiny Tim.
Yeah, and if we didn't have anything else to talk about, I might regale you with, or allow him to regale you with some Tiptoe Through the Tulips, but we ain't going to do that.
Actually, Arthur Godfrey played the ukulele long before Tiny Tim did.
Yeah, but you know what? Tiny Tim did a better job of marketing himself.
That's right.
Because when you think of ukulele, you don't think, hey, Arthur Godfrey did that. Everybody's like, Tiny Tim, that's the only thing I know him for besides getting married on The Tonight Show.
That's right. And Arthur Godfrey was never on with Johnny Carson, you know that?
Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, you're talking about famous ukulele players. And isn't that a short list after all?
You're right.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Janelle.